This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight as we kick into another week, a week where Congress will be debating health care, or really, it's going to be the Senate Republicans, not looking good on that front, and a week where we watch these crazy temperatures that are exploding across the country, but especially in Los Angeles, and a slew of other interesting world events that are affecting us here in the United States. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the skipper of this little ship called ATN. So we look at what's happening in London, and the fires continue to burn, the protests continue to soar, and it doesn't look like there's any end in sight to this. Of course, there will be, but this is in the wake of the U.S. or the global summit, the G20 summit, the protests over mostly some of it over Donald Trump and the, you know, what the U.S. policies are now and how much clash with so many other countries in the across the world. So Trump is back in Washington from the summit and was relaxing at his Virginia golf club. But apparently there were a few ticked off world leaders when he left. Climate change, of course, the tug of war over that is big. And the United States is standing alone as compared to some other countries. And we were the only country to withdraw from the Paris COP21 climate agreement. It was signed by 175 countries. And then trade was a big thing, too. Trump told British Prime Minister Theresa May that the United Kingdom will thrive outside the EU, and the pressure, of course, is intensifying for May to make good on a hard Brexit and rapid negotiation deal of a favorable trade pact with the United States. So that hangs in the balance. And then there were China and North Korea and Mexico issues there. And it's tricky times, I think. They held press conferences at the end of meetings, and there doesn't seem to be, to me, even though there is the fires in London and there's that kind of protest, the backlash doesn't seem to be outrageous. And I don't think that's surprising either. I think a lot of people don't really understand what the significance is of the G20 and what's it all about? What is the G20 and why do we need this gathering of nations? And of course it's an international forum for governments and central bank governors from at least 20 different economies. And there seems to be a lot of division as to what comes next. What if the United States was booted from the G20? Think of, like, India being part of it. I doubt it, though. Russia is part of the G20. And can you imagine if the United States wasn't in that gaggle, that group of countries? And look, Donald Trump. Like him, don't like him, have an opinion, don't have an opinion. He certainly is unpredictable, which would mean that he wouldn't be any kind of a pushover in dealing with other countries. And he doesn't like to lose, certainly, And he, a lot of times, certainly in this business world, got his own way. See, then you look at Germany, and Germany talks about climate change. Merkel talks about climate change all the time. So now they're at odds. And you know, it's really wild. Trump's daughter kind of got some interesting looks with critics. She sat in her father's chair, didn't understand the protocol or ignoring it, at a table where G20 leaders had a working session going on. The president left the closed-door session for a bilateral meeting midday when Ivanka Trump took his seat between British Prime Minister Theresa May and the Chinese president. I don't know, was it an unusual step? But there were certainly words all over social media about it. So the president canceled his closing news conference, and the international media captured just a little bit of his remarks coming in, so there was some disappointment there. But she did sit in that spot. Hey, everybody wants a seat at the table. You know, it's just kind of crazy. That it was kind of crazy that there was no protocol that was told to anyone, it sounds like. And how would they know what you're supposed to do, what's wrong, and would she have been encouraged not to sit in that seat? Probably. Probably would have been encouraged not to do that. And what's going on with Mike Pence? The VP has been really hitting outreach to donors hard. Kind of makes you think, ooh, does he have something big coming up down the line? Is he going to run for president? If he's courting influential donors, corporate executives, conservative political leaders, and doing that over the past couple of months, private affairs, one-on-ones, they have a string of dinners every few weeks at his official residence. So the millions of dollars that it takes to run for pres is insane, and you would need donors to be in place to be able to feed the machine, feed the beast, and that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. Now, at some of these events, Pence is not releasing the guest list, so it's kind of an eeny, meeny, miny, mo trying to determine who you know that's part of that group. I think it would be interesting to be a fly on the wall. That's what I think. And this is what you do when you're running for office. What do you got to do? You got to get as many people to help you with a super PAC, or find ways to help you be funded. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And in 2016, Pence was raising money and actually did pretty good. So I think this is strengthening a muscle that he already has. But better to do that than completely watch him ride off into the sunset. Stay with us. Drive over the fence with me here on America Tonight.
Up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by? Making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right
wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. So, one of the, I think one of the interesting pleasures that I have in doing this show is hearing from so many of you, and I encourage you to absolutely send me emails, but send me some emails. I've gotten a bunch of emails, and I'm collecting them for a new segment called What's Shaking in Your Neck of the Woods. And I'll tell you, I love some of the stories that you're, some of you are even sending me pictures about cool general stores or places where, you know, they're your favorite watering holes by the lake, new boat you got. I mean, it's really wild. I love the response. So what is shaking in your neck of the woods? I'm going to just give you two quick examples. I got this from Glenn, who actually sent us a shot of a little bass boat he got. And he said, what's happening here is more and more people are fishing, and I feel good about that. I feel relaxed, and it's my job is pretty tense, so it's great to listen to you and to be trying to catch some fish at the same time. I live in Houston, Texas. Yeah, how about that? And this one is from Denny, and he says, what's shaking here is we had the annual pancake breakfast, and I ate an amazing stack of pancakes, the fluffiest cake that you've ever, ever seen. And it's at a little secret location in Santa Maria, California. I used to live in Santa Maria, California, so immediately identified with that and was trying to think of, I wonder where that pancake breakfast was. But it's interesting, fluffy, thick pancakes. Pancakes are kind of a common denominator, personality thing. So really tiny, skinny, thin pancakes are really big, fat, fluffy pancakes with syrup and butter all over them. I'm going to say, if you're going to go for pancakes, get the fluffy, big, juicy pancakes versus the skinny little nothing burger pancakes. That sounds good to me. I hardly have ever eat pancakes, but I absolutely love, 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 love them with, like, eggs over easy, you know, kind of the, like, one-in-one thing. So thanks for that, and remember, you can tell me what's happening in your world anytime, 24/7, like the Wendy's drive-up window. We are open, just like that. Russia, Russia, Russia seemed to be the theme on the show for a long time, because every single place I would turn, I would be hearing something else about Russia. So now the latest little kind of twist that I was reading about is the president's legal team suggested the meeting that took place between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer with ties to the Kremlin, and they're saying it might have been set up by opposition forces to create the appearance of impropriety. The people responsible, that's where you have to know, the people responsible for arranging the meeting with Trump Jr. may have connections with Fusion GPS, a U.S. political firm with ties to former British intelligence agent Christopher Steele, who produced a dossier on Trump. You know, you dig long enough and you're going to find things across the board. So is there any weight in this? That is pretty interesting, because if they had the goods to do it, they could certainly create the appearance of that. I mean, ultimately, it's going to be up to, if there's anything there, it's going to be up to the investigation team to come up with it. And it just seems like there is a lot of innuendo, but you got to have that solid fact to nail it to the wall. No matter how you feel about the situation, there's no question. You have to have the solid facts, and you have to nail it shut if you're going to go after Donald Trump Jr. This is an interesting story. This is a follow-up to whatever happened with the Arkansas Ten Commandments. Well, the answer is the monument's going to be reinstalled. Originally, the original was destroyed in late June. A 6-foot granite statue is going to go up on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol in Little Rock. The original was ruined one day after it was installed when someone smashed a car into the stone. And it was deliberate, they say. He drove down there and stopped, and he's videoing it on his cell phone, and then accelerated, plowed into it. Since the monument was destroyed, $55,000 in private money was pumped into this project. Wow. So it's reinstalled. I don't know that I think that's a shocker. I don't think it's a shocker. I mean, the guy who destroyed the monument, come on, give me a break with this. Driving a car, smashing into that, that's ridiculous, the damages that he caused. So it's all going to be put back in place in the end. And it doesn't change anything. Wow. Why that had to be removed is beyond me, too. You know, it's live and let live. You want the freedoms, but then you want to attack other people for their freedoms. And you can't really have it both ways. You can, but it's contradictory, and it's like talking out of both sides of your mouth. And it gets confusing, and when it's confusing, usually it is. So the whole thing with the Ten Commandments never really resonated with me, because I think you live and let live. And this was not what was obviously offensive to a few people, but overall, if you were to look at them, not offensive. I don't think, anyway. Not. I mentioned that I have in a previous show that we do the cheap movie reviews here, which means I help you get ready for the summer creep, what you're going to go see. Spider-Man is on the list and certainly did well at the box office in its opener, Spider-Man Homecoming. War for the Planet of the Apes and A Ghost Story are all out there. Beauty and the Beast, It Comes at Night, Personal Shopper, and there's some that have been released, and there's some that haven't been released. Baby Driver is one that's kind of found an audience, and it's a kind of an eclectic sort of film. And then the comedy Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which I saw and I thought was pretty good, that did well when it jumped out, and that's one of the top movies of the so far, anyway, of the summer. And you look at the movies that are out there. It's kind of interesting what's really resonating and what people are going to see. How about The Big Sick? And The Big Sick is about a stand-up comedian who falls for a grad student, breaks up with her because of his family, then figures out his real feelings when she's in a coma. And apparently, that comedy has people talking about, you know, just what a great, well-written movie it is. And also Baby Driver found an audience, and there's probably still more to go with that, as that was just released. So is it story? Is it big blockbusters? You know, what is selling? And kind of the answer is, there is no one. I think it's a mixture. Stay with us. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime here on America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Joining us now on the show is David Knorr. He's the author of Relationship Economics and many other books, tons of other books. Such an interesting background. In fact, Greg, I was looking at some of the brands that he's worked with, brands that I've had the chance to speak to some of these groups, and they're great, like Deloitte, Cisco Systems, Disney, Hilton, HP, IBM, and so much more. So, David, thanks so much for coming on the show. You're the author of Relationship Economics, like we said. And as soon as I say that word, I think, what do you mean by relationship economics?
It's good to be with you, and yeah, it's been a passion of mine for the last 2 decades.
Wow, that's a long time. So, what when people hear the term relationship economics, I'm assuming, like us, they ask you, "What do you mean by that?" And if you're at a cocktail party, how do you answer that?
So my crusade, if you will, has been to really help people understand that. Relationships are more than a quote-unquote the soft skill. For years, we've proven that they can be intentional, they should be strategic, and they can be quantifiable. And in my research, I found really two camps, right? The art of relationships, how to get a business card or give a card or how to quote-unquote work a room, and the traditional networking, which, by the way, I remind people it's one letter away from not working. Right. And then separately, the science of relationships, which is actually called social network analysis. It has nothing to do with Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn. It's studying patterns in human interaction. Fascinating, but it puts most people to sleep. So I was.
Yeah, by the way, if you put people to sleep here, we're not going to be very happy.
Understood. So I was fortunate enough to put them together. So I talk about the art and science of relationships. It is more than just a soft skill. It can be a huge enabler of you trying to get things done in business.
So I have a question for you, because anytime a conversation turns towards the idea of networking, I have this suspicion, and it might be exactly what you've been studying for 20 years, but I have the suspicion that some people are networkers purely out of self-interest, and that at the end, that's not very effective. And there are others who are networkers because they have all kinds of motives and interests, including their own, but also the interests of others around them. Is that part of what you're talking about, of being intentional, strategic, and quantifiable?
Very much so. You're exactly right. And unfortunately, I say to folks, a lot of people confuse vibration with forward motion. Right. And the first chapter of relationship economics is the top 10 reasons most networking doesn't work. And a big part of that is there's no plan, there's no purpose, there's no goal. So, and Adam Grant at Warden wrote the book, Givers and Takers, and he talks about the same thing is, we found a couple different camps, people that are me-centric. Forget you for a second. It's all about me. And the only reason I've been talking to you is because I want something. I'm not sure how far that will get you. And then there's other-centric, which is people that are very, they're very euphoric from just giving. They love to give, and God bless them. They're like Mother Teresa. The balanced approach is what I call relationship investors. These are people who understand this idea of relationship currency. Over time, they're really focused on building their reputation capital. And just like how we have a personal net worth, they also understand conceptually the idea of a professional net worth of your relationship assets and your relationship liabilities.
So how do you start becoming a relationship investor if people are hearing this for the first time? That you put it, how do you do that? Because as you know and you describe so well, there's all these networking groups and meetups and whatnot, and I think people throw cards at each other and that's it. They just collect cards even still.
Yeah, let me give you and your listeners just three basic ideas. Number one, relationships don't make sense by themselves, right? Nobody builds a relationship because they're bored, right? It's an enabler of something we're trying to do. So get crystal clear on what's the desired outcome, right? Why are you trying to build these relationships? So having a goal, having a lighthouse that you work toward is critical. And being transparent with that, listen, I'm trying to grow this territory, or I'm trying to launch this product, or I'm trying to get this project done. Being transparent with that just kind of paves the way for people to see you as more authentic.
Why is that transparency so hard for so many people? They think that they have to ask, that they're going to ask for the thing they want, but they'll never actually come out and say what they want, and that just makes people feel skeevy.
Right? I would submit that we all have a BS radar. Right? We all see it a mile away, right? And everybody sees it. So if you come out with, hey, listen, here's what I'm trying to do, and I'd love to, so I'm going to get to the other two points quickly, but if you're transparent early on, you kind of disarm people with that authenticity, right? Everybody knows, or everybody has the perception that you have an agenda.
It's called being honest.
Right? Here's what I'm trying to do. It just, again, disarms people with, this is not a BSer. This is not somebody who's going to try to pull a fast one, right? So number one, be succinct about your desired outcome. What are you trying to do? Number two, listen louder. Listen louder. My favorite one-hour visit with somebody is when 15 minutes of it is about them. And by the way, you want better answers? Ask better questions, right? So tell me what your priorities are. Tell me what your challenges are. Tell me, really put your mindset in that notion of seekers and solvers. What are they trying to do? How can you be an asset? And a relationship investor fundamentally understands, and this is my third point, if you start by giving, if you start by investing, and I talk about reciprocate first, if you start by investing in others, those who get it will not only say thank you, not only ask, that's very kind of you, what can I do to help you, but they'll also find ways to help others. And if they don't, that's when your yellow flag should go up. That's when you should be concerned about, do they fundamentally understand that they're in the people business?
Wow. And so important, right, for companies to be in the people business. And a lot of companies ignore maybe the value of relationship economics, huh?
That's exactly right. And my most recent book, Co-Create, builds on that notion that you cannot succeed in the future going at it alone. None of us are the smartest person in the room. I have a mentor who says, if you are, you're in the wrong room. And how will you evolve as an individual, as a team, as an organization? Through a few, but really more meaningful, more real, more impactful, more strategic relationships who are going to help you think very differently about your business model, about your revenue model, about your personal and professional growth.
We're talking with David Knorr. He's the author of the book Relationship Economics and many other books. His website is knorrgroup.com. It's N-O-U-R-G-R-O-U-P.com. You know, it's interesting, David, as you're talking about this whole idea of, as your book title says, relationship economics, one of the things I'm thinking about is how, on one hand, it seems like technology and social media has changed this economic system, but I have a feeling you're going to tell us it hasn't changed it at all.
Yeah, technology is, and again, I've been blessed by technology. One of my first jobs at IBM and subsequently Silicon Graphics, and I've worked for a number of software technology companies, and I spent most of my early career in tech companies. So technology, I've found, is an incredible enabler of you nurturing that relationship. But, Greg, it'll never replace, so certainly I haven't found a model where it replaces you and I meeting face-to-face and shaking hands and looking each other in the eye and really investing the time and effort in getting to know the needs, the wants, the aspirations, the desires of the other person. Now, LinkedIn is a great place for you and I to stay in touch. And you can see my articles. You can see kind of what I'm doing and what I'm focused on. And Twitter is a good way to kind of get updates on things. And Instagram, you can visually see kind of what I'm up to. But it's amazing, even at the enterprise level, how many companies forget relationships in their customer relationship management or their CRM system. So unfortunately, again, when I said earlier, people confuse vibration with forward motion. They're confusing transactional nature of networking and contacts with transformational impacts of relationships.
Yeah. You talk about, when you talk about the Hollywood talent model, what is that?
Yeah, in Co-Create, we did a ton of research, and we found that by 2020, which isn't that far away, over 50% of the workforce are going to be contract laborers. So in essence, the gig economy. And if you think about it a second, back in the 40s and 50s, almost everybody involved with a movie worked for the studio. Well, that's just not the case today. Very few actually work for the studio. The studio, buys a screenplay, hires a producer who then hires a director and on-camera talent all the way off to, the off-camera talent. And they'll work together over a couple years around a common vision, right? But when that project is done, the only guarantee they have of the next project is both the quality of their work and the breadth and depth of their relationships. And I would submit that model is going to continue to proliferate through our companies where, you remember our parents working for 50 years to collect a watch? Those days are long gone. So the only guarantee you have in job security is the perceived value you bring to people who are trying to accomplish that vision, that outcome. So the Hollywood talent model, and you're starting to see it more. Contract labor, more projects, more initiatives that include both traditional employees, but a lot of folks that really don't necessarily work for the company.
Yeah, wow, so interesting. David Knorr, thanks so much for joining us here on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
My pleasure.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Starting. 383.
615. Well, I've been talking about it at the start of this series. So many interesting pieces of history happening between the tribe and the Cubs, and the fact that, you know, everybody has burned in their brains 1908, the last time the Cubs won a World Series, over 100 years. But there's history on the side of the Cleveland Indians, too. And this is, I think, a fall classic that a lot of people are going to be talking about. So excited to have Professor Luke Salisbury on with us. He's in our virtual green room. He's a baseball expert and author of a lot of sports books, including The Answer is Baseball, The Cleveland Indian Blue Eden, and Hollywood and Sunset. I love that title. And also several others as well, and he's contributed to a lot of books. His resume is so long that if I just went down that path, we would never get to talk to Luke. I do want to mention this, though. He was also featured in AMC's Diamonds on the Silver Screen and HBO's Curse of the Bambino, and wrote the Crank column for Boston Baseball. Luke, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm so excited about tonight. So excited.
Boy, so am I. So, I mean, here's the deal. When we look at this, and this is a question I keep getting asked, who's going to win this series, and why do you think they're going to win it? Is it going to be the Chicago Cubs, or let's not forget about the Cleveland Indians?
Well, the Cubs have so much talent. Theo Epstein, who, of course, put together the team that broke the curse in Boston, looks like he's doing the same thing in Chicago, and you just can't give him enough credit. But, you know, I'm an American League fan. If it isn't the Yankees, I root for the American League team. And having gotten so interested Indian, how the team got its name, and who he was. I must say I'm rooting for the Indians, and they are on a roll. And it's funny, because when you call a team of destiny, it usually means they don't have the talent, perhaps, to do what they're doing. And the Indians have steamrolled everybody, especially the Red Sox. So I'm picking the Indians, but that's David versus Goliath.
It is David versus Goliath. And people forget, and you know you've been watching, that the Indians have speed. I mean, they led the league in stolen bases. And, you know, there's some Cub pitchers that have problems keeping guys on bases. I think that this series, by the way, could even go the distance, could be 7 or 6. What do you think?
Well, if it does, I hope they bring out Charlie Sheen. Throw out the pitch in the seventh game. And maybe the Cleveland Indians should bring Steve Bartman, who, of course, was involved in that awful thing with the ball, to lead a goat out onto the field for the seventh game. But and of course, the pitcher, you make a very good point about Cub pitchers holding men on base. It's John Lester, the former Red Sox, who discovered when he got to the National League, where they run the bases all the time, that he doesn't like throwing to first base. I think it would be very smart of the Indians to bunt and run on John Lester.
Yeah, I certainly do, too. Do you think more people are interested in baseball again? Have we bounced back to a love of baseball? It seems like the numbers are up and the interest is up.
Well, it's very interesting because baseball managed to extend itself from a 2.5-hour game to almost a 4-hour game. It really has totally changed to something where it produces statistics for fantasy players, commentary on ESPN, and highlights. And I understand that the Tony La Russa style of getting the most out of every at bat, you know, have it go 10 or 12 pitches, wear out the pitcher. From the seventh inning on, you're using almost a pitcher for every out. And this may well be the best way to win, but it takes so long. It's boring. And the only thing I'm not looking forward to tonight is how late the game may run. It has become a game of bullpens at least as much as starting pitchers. And look at what Andrew Miller has done for the Cleveland Indians. Who would have thought a middle inning relief pitcher might be the most important pitcher on their staff?
Boy, isn't that the truth. When you look at the connection, you mentioned the Yankees and you look at the Boston Red Sox, how connected are those two teams actually when you look at the players on the field to the two teams that we're actually watching in this World Series?
Well, you'd think that Theo Epstein, the general manager who broke the Red Sox curse, is the Cubs general manager. Terry Francona, the manager, and believe me, it's hard to manage in Boston because everybody is after you if you don't win every game. And how he survived 8 years here is a testimony. I mean, he could be in the United Nations. He's also an excellent manager on the field. The two managers, Joe Maddon, who's sort of universally considered the best manager in baseball, and I would have to agree, against Terry Francona, who might be the second best manager. So that's interesting. Then there's a whole number of ex-players. The Cubs took Anthony Rizzo, who had been in the Red Sox system. He had over 30 home runs for them. John Lester and John Lackey, who pitched the Red Sox to World Series, are on the Cubs. You know, David Ross, John Lester's personal catcher, came from the Red Sox. On the other side, Coco Crisp, the switch-hitting outfielder, who, by the way, knows how to box in case there's trouble on the field. He was an ex-Red Sox. So it's just really, really interesting. It's almost Theo versus Theo.
I love that, Theo versus Theo. And what's great about Theo is that he's so young, right?
Well, when he became the Red Sox general manager, he was 28. And you would know this if you lived in Boston, but your listeners may not know that Theo Epstein's father, Leslie Epstein, is a very good novelist, ran the BU Creative Writing Program, which I happen to have attended. And his grandfather wrote Casablanca. The Epstein twins Warner Brothers script writers. And so his great uncle and grandfather wrote Casablanca and many other Hollywood movies. So you're talking about an extremely talented family. And when I was in the BU writing program, I was working on the novel, The Cleveland Indian, a fictionalized version of that first Indian. And who knew that Leslie's 10-year-old son was going to be the general manager of the Red Sox and the Cubs? years old. He's watching the Red Sox. His father comes by and says, "Who's winning?" Theo doesn't even turn around and says, "The center fielder's playing out of position." So you're talking about a very intelligent and sharp family. And so I am somewhat divided knowing the Epsteins. Yes, I'd be happy if the Cubs won, but I am basically an American League fan. And having written about Louis Sokolexis, the original Indian and the original Cleveland Indian, I've got to pull for the underdog in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Been pulling for the underdog. The fact that the Cubs, it's just so funny, the fact that the Cubs finally got here, wasn't it interesting that Cubs fans, are they always just expecting the other shoe to drop?
Well, it's interesting. Whether players feel pressure from a curse, they certainly feel pressure to win. Fans certainly do. Like, I believe there were two things constant in the universe, the speed of light and the fact the Red Sox would never win a World Series during my lifetime. Now they tell us some subatomic particle might go faster than the speed of light, and the Red Sox have won three times. And I don't want to do a spoiler alert for Cub fans, but it's interesting. When your team hasn't won, it's the Holy Grail. And I used to feel like I almost had to watch every game and root. I was willing to sell my soul for them to win the World Series, which maybe I did. And then they win, and they win a couple more, and it's wonderful, and you feel great for a couple of years, but now they're just sort of another team. You know, there's something absolutely magic about something you can't have.
Boy, and, that's a truth, isn't it?
You know, but on the other hand, you know, when the Red Sox won, and this will happen in either of the two cities, you had people going to cemeteries taking Red Sox hats and letters that said, "Grandpa or Dad, they finally did it." And there was a wonderful sense of good feeling. And so some good will come out of it, but then afterwards you look at it, it's like, oh, you know, we don't have the curse of the Bambino. We're not the goat curse. You know, we're not the Chicago Cubs. This happened to the Phillies in 1980. They had never won a World Series, and they won. And then a few years later, it's like, well, they're just another team. But that
you're just another
any,
team.
Yeah, that doesn't take anything away from how exciting it's going to be and how much the fans do care about it. And let's hope that Steve Bartman is let off the hook, that poor Notre Dame graduate who grabbed a ball, as any of us might have, in a playoff game, what, in 03, and was just pilloried. Now, here, we pilloried Bill Buckner, but Bill Buckner was on the field when the ball went through his legs. That's a little different than a fan allegedly interfering with something. But I must say that scapegoats are always needed in the biggest stage. If you make a mistake, Super Bowl or World Series, it's in your obituary. It is never forgotten.
Boy, that's the truth. That is the truth. And never forgotten. I love it. This was great info. There's no question about it. The answer is baseball. The Cleveland Indian, Blue Eden in Hollywood and Sunset. Luke Salisbury, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.